When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply. When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
You're listening to a For the Girls podcast Flashback Friday episode. Every Friday, I reshare an older episode for new listeners who haven't heard it, or as a refresher for OG listeners who might need to hear it again as a reminder. Enjoy, and I'll see you with a new episode on Monday.
Settling is not an option for me. Everything I desire is already mine. What if you can have it all? Because every day is for the girls.
Hello, hello. Welcome to another episode of For the Girls. I'm your host, Victoria Alario. And today is my favorite topic to talk about. This will probably be one of my favorite episodes ever because it is all about confidence. I love speaking about confidence, training on confidence, mentoring people on confidence, consulting people on confidence, any which way you want to explain it. I just love discussing the topic of confidence with everybody. For a little side hustle, I take on clients for consulting. I haven't been doing it so much lately because with my move and everything, it's been really busy, but I am going to get back into it. It's a really, really fun side hustle because there's no better way to make money than by helping people and bettering people's lives. So I absolutely love doing it. And one of the topics that I have as an option to select when you do consulting with me is mindset and confidence and personal development. Because confidence really is just mindset, right? There's nothing more to it than where your head is at. Confidence is all internal. There is no external way to become confident. No matter how you do your makeup, your hair, no matter how you dress, no matter what you wear, no matter how you walk, no matter how you talk, you can fake the funk. Like, yes, trust me. There are nights where I'm like, oh, I feel amazing. I look great. I love the way I look. And I feel more confident on those nights than others. But at the end of the day, the physicalness of it is not why I actually feel more confident. It's the mindset around that thing. You know, like I feel more confident in my head when I look a certain way or things like that. So it really has nothing to do with physical. It also do with the mindset and the personal development aspect, because if you don't do your personal development, if you don't exercise and expand your mind, then you're never going to know how to become confident. So anyway, moral of that story, on a couple different consulting calls that I did in regards to mindset, confidence, and personal development, I had a lot of my clients say that they don't act a certain way or do the things that they want to do because of their lack of confidence. So for example, if they work in network marketing or they sell a product and they don't really promote it or post about it because they don't have the confidence to do so. And they say, you know, I love the product or I believe in this and I really want to do it, but something just holds me back because I feel really insecure. And there's so many different ways that this could apply, you know? It doesn't even have to just do with selling something. It has to just do with the overall gist of not really showing up the way that you truly want to because you're being held back by your lack of confidence. So to that, if we're gonna go with a network marketing client, for example, you know, I said to her, why don't you promote it? What's the worst thing in your mind that could happen? What's the absolute worst thing that could happen? And then off the bat, it's already silent because it's like, wow, I never thought about it like that. What is the worst thing that can happen? Good point. So I'm like, no, I'm gonna wait. I want you to tell me what is the worst possible thing that could happen if you promote this product that you love. And she'd say, well, I guess the worst thing that could happen is that people would make fun of me, unfollow me, judge me, blah, 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 blah. So I said, Okay, got it. So now you tell me, what holds more value to you? The things that you want to do and the goals that you want to achieve, or other people's opinions and perspectives of you? Mic drop. What holds more value to you? This passion project that you're working on and that you're excited about and have goals with, or Joe Schmo's judgment of you? Because at the end of the day, Joe Schmo is never going to pay your bills, is never going to hype you up and support you and make you feel good, but this passion project could pay your bills. This passion project has a community of people that will hype you up and make you feel good. What here makes you feel better about yourself? What here holds more value to you? And again, mic drop. Never thought of it like that. I guess I would say that this company or this product or this thing that I'm working on holds more value to me than someone's judgment of me. Okay, so there you go. The worst thing that can happen to you doesn't even hold more value than the thing that you actually want to do. So if the absolute worst thing that could happen isn't really that valuable, forget it. Remove it from your mind. Because the only way that you are going to get confident doing this thing is by acting on it. Remember these words and remember them clearly. Get a pen and paper, write them down, post it on your story. As soon as you hear this, tag me so I can repost it and show off that you are implementing what you learned. And here it is. Confidence is a byproduct of action. You do not get confident and then take action. You take action and then you get confident. Those two sentences right there, you need to embed into your brain and drill into it. I don't care if you have to say it to yourself in the mirror every single morning and every single night. Whatever it takes to really understand, you have to act first. Now that you've understood, you're going to remove this judgment that people put on you from your brain because it holds no value to you. Now you're going to take action. And the more action you take, the more confident that you will get and the better you will feel about doing this thing. Because confidence is a byproduct of action. You do not get confident and then take action. You take action and then you get confident. Period. I get asked on a daily basis, how are you so confident? The way you post, the way you talk, you seem so sure of what you're doing. I want to do that, but I feel like I can't. Okay, but here's the thing. Yes, I've pretty much like always been this way. I've almost always been confident. You know, of course, I'm human and I've always also had insecurities, but I've never really struggled with confidence. So yes, I would say confidence is hard to be taught because it, for the most part, is just who you are and it's just in your blood and in your head and in your mind every day. But here's the good news. The good news is that even if it's hard to be taught, it's not impossible because confidence is not some you either got it or you don't type of trait. Singing or dancing like a talent, confidence is not like a talent where you're either good at it or you're bad at it. For example, a good talented singer can teach me and tell me every day how to be a good singer, but probably won't happen. It's physically not possible to turn my voice into a good singing voice because it's a talent and it's something that you either got or you don't got. Confidence is not that. Confidence is a mindset, like I said in the beginning, and anyone can adapt this mindset by doing their personal development and making this decision. I want this plastered to your forehead, plastered to the wall, say it to yourself in the mirror, every single time you look at yourself, journal it in your book before you go to bed, write it on your story and tag me. Please, all of these sayings that I'm giving to you, do not just let it go in one ear and out the other. This is the decision that you have to make in order to adapt a confident mindset. Ready? I only want what wants me. I don't want what doesn't want me. Confidence isn't thinking everyone will like you. Confidence is knowing not everyone will like you, but you only want what wants you, so that is perfectly okay. Did you guys feel that? Do you hear that? Do you understand that? When you only want what wants you, you cannot be touched or affected by what doesn't want you. Because you have an understanding, not everyone is gonna like me. Not everyone is gonna like what I'm doing. But that's okay, because I only want what wants me. And I don't want what doesn't want me. So if you don't want me, I don't want you either. If you don't like me, I don't like you either. Perfectly fine. I'm gonna carry on with what wants me because I want that back, okay? That is so important to really understand. And once you adapt that mindset of I only want what wants me, I don't want what doesn't want me, you will be so much more confident in the things that you say and do every single day, because you will no longer be living to please people. You will no longer be concerned about changing people's judgment on you. Guys, there are people that hate me. I curse. I'm blunt. I'm straight to the point. I'm honest. I believe in telling people what they need to hear, not what they want to hear. But here I am, doing it anyway. That's how I express myself. I'm not going to change how I express myself because this is what makes me feel comfortable and confident. If I have to change the way I express myself, then I am going to feel insecure expressing myself. If I have to adapt to everyone's liking, then it's going to hinder me from being able to be my best authentic self. It's going to hinder me from communicating how I communicate. The only way for me to communicate confidently is by doing so authentically and being proud of who I am. So many people are not proud of who they are, and that's why they get stuck adapting to everybody else. Don't worry about pleasing everybody. The thing is that people get caught up in customizing their behaviors to everyone's liking. If I customize my behaviors to other people, then I will not get to fully unleash who I am because I wouldn't be creating my own energy. I am matching other people's energy. And what did I say on episode 1? We don't match energy, we maintain ours. When you start to match energy, I hope you go and ask yourself, who am I gonna be today? Who will I be with this crew? Who will I be on Instagram? Who will I be with my family? Like, you are going to be a different character everywhere. Your outfits are going to be hard to put together. If anyone ever finds that it's hard to get dressed because they're like, I want to dress like this girl, but I don't have the eye for it, whatever. Like, you're going to spend your days like stalking where they found their clothes and like all these things because you want to be like that person. And I get it. There's a time and a place to be getting inspo from people, but you have to decide who you are and be committed to that person and maintain the energy of that person.
Do you struggle to find comfort in your body? Do you experience cravings, bloating? If so, then you need Hormone Harmony, the solution for women of all ages to maintain optimal hormone levels. It reduces bloating and discomfort and supports your mood and general well-being. Happy Mammoth, the company that created Hormone Harmony, is dedicated to making women's lives easier. It has zero sugar and is gluten-free, dairy-free, non-GMO, and third-party tested. And the biggest benefit? Feeling like myself again. That's what women mention over and over in the reviews, and there are over 17,000 reviews for Hormone Harmony. For a limited time, you can get 15% off on your entire first order at happymammoth.com. Just use the code FORTHEGIRLS at checkout. That's happymammoth.com and use the code FORTHEGIRLS for 15% off today.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
This message comes from our sponsor, Teladoc Health. There are lots of reasons for wanting to be healthy. Family, work, living a fuller life. Teladoc Health understands. Whether you have diabetes, high blood pressure, or just need to manage your weight, Teladoc Health can help. Visit teladochealth.com/whatsyourwhy for more information. That's teladochealth.com/whatsyourwhy.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
I am very lucky to say that I mastered early on in life being who I am. Curse words and all. Disliked by many people and all. No matter who is watching, I mastered being who I am. Because I know that the right people will gravitate and the wrong people will back off. And that's perfectly fine because confidence comes from knowing that your value and your worth is defined by you and you alone. It is not defined by what others think of you or how others treat you. It is definitely not defined by people who make fun of you. Yuck. I am so positive that the way people treat you and talk about you is fully a reflection of themselves, not you. So that judgment and that attitude of people who make fun and talk shit and all that negative energy kind of stuff stems from their own insecurities. It has nothing to do with me. So once you understand that your value and your worth can only be defined by you, you will feel so much better about yourself and how you talk about and treat others. You know, like I said, I'm in network marketing, and you might not be in network marketing, but you might understand this in another way or in some other capacity, but it might be a similar situation. A lot of people that don't want to do what I do or work in the industry tell me, oh, I would do that, but I wouldn't want to do it like these girls from my hometown. Like the way that they post is just so embarrassing. They're the reason why I don't want to do it. I hear this all the time. But my perspective on that is something that's most important to know about confidence is that the more confident you are, the more willing you are to fail. You will actually try more things knowing there's a chance of absolutely sucking at it, but that there's equally a chance of getting good at it and someday excelling at it. So I say to those people who say those things to me, or you can give those people credit for doing something that scares them. Congratulate them for doing something that they've never done before. Be proud of them for getting out there and doing something that they aren't good at yet. They are in the building confidence phase right now. So don't look at them and judge, because they have more confidence than you. They're more willing to fail and to suck than you are. You're simply not starting because you're like, oh, I couldn't do it like that. Like, I have to make sure it's perfect. Well, guess what? Messy action will make you way more confident than sitting back waiting for perfection. I have still never done anything perfectly, even the things that I have been doing for over 3 years now. Just focus on taking the action in order to build your confidence. Because what happens is that insecure people project their insecurity onto others. The reason why I rebuttal those things that they say is because it's up to you to identify that toxic behavior. It's up to you to stand up to this, because it's never going to stop unless you put a stop to it. So when someone's projecting their insecurities onto others and completely vocalizing it, I'm just like, hold up. Let me give you a different perspective. Let's unlearn that toxic, insecure behaviors, and let's start to learn the optimistic way of seeing this instead. Like, I don't know. I just really can't have a conversation with pessimistic people. It honestly, like, I break out in hives. It makes me itchy because I just have a solution to every problem, and I cannot have a conversation with someone who brings a problem to every solution. And in my opinion, a confident woman is never going to have that behavior. A confident woman is never going to project their insecurities onto someone else, because a confident woman knows that dimming someone else's light won't make theirs brighter. All you're going to be able to do by turning on someone else's light is make the whole room brighter. because now you will both be shining. I don't want to be in a room where one person has their light on and the other person has their light shut off. Let's turn on both lights. Let's brighten up the whole area of the room. When you see someone doing something that might annoy you or make you feel some type of way, feel free to unfollow it and keep it moving, because they are doing the work to become confident despite all the trial and errors that you're making fun of them for. Like I said, confidence is a byproduct of action. You have to take the action first, no matter how messy it is, in order to get confident. And I like to compare this to driving a car. You really won't know how to drive a car until you get behind the wheel. Your parents might have taught you, you might have seen people do it a million times and you think that you know, but until you physically have your hands on the wheel and your foot on the gas, you don't know how to drive a car. And I'm sure that the first time that you do it, you're going to be a little nervous, right? It's going to be a little messy. However, even if it might be a little messy and you might be a little nervous, you know that you can't start driving insecure, like a nervous wreck, with your mind all over the place, looking at all the other cars on the road, worried about what everyone else is doing, looking left, looking right. You're not going to make it to your destination like that. You know, your mind has to literally be set on getting to the destination and looking straight ahead in order to get there. If you are looking everywhere other than straight ahead at your goal, you're going to have problems. So that applies here. If you look at what everyone else is doing every single day, you're going to run off the course. You have to look at your goals. You have to look straight ahead in order to get to your destination. So no matter what the goal destination is, and I'm not just talking at this point about driving a car on the road, I'm just talking in general, no matter what your goal looks like, no matter where the final destination is, you cannot show up like an insecure, nervous wreck doing it. You have to show up confident. Why? Because confidence is the transfer of belief. So even if it's your first day on the job or your first day at a new school or your first day on a new project or your first day starting a new business and you're just totally lost and you've never done this before, if you show up with so much confidence, people will buy your product. People will pay for your service. People will want to hire you or, you know, rely on you, whatever the situation is, because you transferred your belief onto those people. Just like insecurity is the transfer of lack of belief. It's the transfer of confusion. So if you show up insecure, confused, lacking confidence, they will sense that shit. They will not give you their money. They will not pay you. They will not buy your product or service. They will not want you on their team. They might keep watching what you're doing, but they won't actually make the purchase until the day you show up transferring good confidence onto people. Once you show that you believe in you, they will believe in you. But that is the big question. Do you believe in you? Do you believe that you are worthy of the sale? Do you believe that you are worthy of success? What do you believe for yourself? Do you set standards for yourself and stick to them? Or do you consistently lower your standards because you don't believe that you're good enough to hold the people around you to this higher standard and or hold yourself to a higher standard? When you are so sure of yourself, you know what you're willing to accept, and it'll be nothing less than that. When you start to think, speak, and act like you are worthy, like you deserve more, when you show that you have high standards and you believe wholeheartedly in those high standards and you believe in your abilities, insecure people are going to look at you and start to say, who does she think she is? And I have a very simple response for this. Your response is simply, I don't know who you think I am, but I know who I am. And that is why I don't have room for you in my life if you don't know who I am either. I can only make room in my life and in my mind and in my time schedule here for X, Y, and Z. Okay, whatever fits your desires, whatever fits your standards, you only have room for those things. Your mindset and your beliefs and the way that you talk and the way that you walk are manifesting your reality right now. Your confidence or your lack of confidence are attracting your reality and your future. So How do I attract and manifest the things that I want through confidence? It's very simple. Anticipation. I anticipate that people will want what I have to offer. I anticipate that people will want to hear what I have to say. I anticipate that people will show up to an event if I have one. I anticipate that people will get on my live if I go live. I anticipate that people will buy my product if I sell a product. Anticipation. If you anticipate that no one will listen, or no one will want it, or no one will want any information about what you have to offer, then you will attract exactly that reality. You will attract no one to listen and no one to want it. Because I don't know if you guys know this, but you are never actually alone in your private thoughts and conversations. Every word that you say to yourself, the universe hears. Even if you don't say it out loud, even if it's only in your mind, it's actually a conversation with the universe. Your side of this conversation is what you're saying or thinking, and the universe's side of the conversation is what it presents to you as a result of what you were thinking. It is literally like writing a wish list to Santa when you were a kid. This is the adult version of that. When you were a kid, you received all the things on your wish list from Santa. The universe provides the same way. Every single thing that you ask for in your head, you are asking the universe for. So if it's negative, they will present you with a negative result. If it's positive, they will present you with a positive result. You need to understand the power that you hold. You create your reality. It might not be the result that you wanted, but it's the result that you were subconsciously asking for when your insecurities were making you convince yourself, oh, this wouldn't work out. The more you told yourself it's not going to work out the way you want, even though you wanted it to happen, you convinced the universe, this is not going to work. So please present me with a result that shows me it doesn't work. And when you're presented with a positive outcome, then you could sit back and say, yup, I asked for this. I created that. So now to wrap this up, I want to share some affirmations with you guys that help me manifest the things in my life and that make me more confident in those areas. Now, I'm just going to give you examples of sentences, but you can rearrange the wording to match what it is that you're trying to manifest. So you don't have to get too hung up on the exact sentence because you can always reword them, okay? So adjust them as you wish. First, I am a money magnet. Next, I am so grateful to have true love. Next, everyone wants what I have to offer, so my products keep selling out. And lastly, putting myself out there comes so easily and so effortlessly to me. And there you have it. I believe these things for myself. These are my daily affirmations. I spend money on what I like because every time I spend money, I know it's making its way back to me. So yep, I believe I'm a money magnet. I am grateful to have true love. So when someone is pursuing me that isn't the right fit for me, I know not to waste my time because true love is on its way in the mail to me right now. I just haven't received it yet. I do believe everyone wants what I have to offer. So yeah, I believe I can sell anything. And I am so sure of who I am and so proud of who I am that I can confidently say it doesn't even make me bat an eyelash putting myself out there. I can so easily and effortlessly connect with anyone, share anything with anyone. There you have it all. The secret to confidence, the keys to confidence, I am handing them to you. Go unlock the door in your mindset that is blocking you from having the utmost confidence and have a badass day, all right? Until next time, girls.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply. When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, like Alo or Allbirds or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet. And the not-so-secret secret? With Shop Pay, that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whatever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout Skims uses. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/try, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/try to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/try.